This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. You may not be able to get blood from a stone, but scientists in Germany have shown that you can get DNA. They started with a fossilized pinky found in a cave and extracted enough DNA to read out the entire genetic sequence of the pinky's owner. NPR's Joe Palca explains.
The pinky belonged to a girl who lived tens of thousands of years ago, around the time of the Neanderthals. She's a member of an extinct group of humans called Denisovans. The name comes from Denisova Cave in Siberia, where the pinky was found. Now, getting DNA from a stone may seem absurd, but it's not. DNA is a hardy little molecule. It may break into pieces, but it doesn't degrade entirely, even after thousands of years. Matthias Meyer and his colleagues at the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Leipzig developed a new technique for retrieving and reassembling ancient DNA. Using a tiny bit of material from an earlier attempt, they were able to sequence the pinky owner's genome.
And from this little leftover, we were able to determine the sequence of the Denisova genome 30-fold over.
What that means is they were able to look at every single location along the girl's chromosomes 30 times to be absolutely certain they had the right DNA letter in the right spot.
It's a really an amazing quality genome. It's as good as modern human genome sequences from a lot of ways of measuring it.
David Reich is a co-author on the paper describing the new work that will appear in the journal Science. Reich is at Harvard Medical School in Boston. Because it's such a good sequence, you can make detailed comparisons between someone who's alive today and someone who's been dead for tens of thousands of years. Reich has been doing that with genomes collected from people all over the world.
We still cannot detect a trace of any Denisovan genetic material at all in mainland Eurasia.
Places like China, for instance.
It's only in Southeast Asia and Australia that we detect it.
How did a group of people that apparently lived in Siberia and Eurasia wind up commingling with people in Australia? Good question. Scientists hope the new sequence will help them figure that out. They'd also like to know a lot more about Denisovans.
One of the amazing things about Denisovans is we still don't know what kinds of artifacts they left behind, what kinds of archaeology. We really only know them from their DNA.
Now that they've completed a high-quality genome sequence of their Denisovan, the German scientists are turning their attention to another extinct group of humans, the Neanderthals. That sequence should be published in a year or so. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.